Haiti finds itself in a sea of turmoil as presidential elections in the troubled Caribbean nation were recently delayed for the fourth time. Business elites have called for UN soldiers in the country to crack down on poor neighborhoods, while a general strike gripped Haiti on Monday. Aaron Lakoff has more from Port-au-Prince.
As January the 8th passed, the day the presidential elections were supposed to be held in Haiti, but delayed again for the fourth time, the Caribbean nation finds itself in a state of violence and strife. On Saturday morning, General Bacelar, the Brazilian head of the United Nations military mission in Haiti, was found dead in his hotel room from an apparent suicide. Meanwhile, Reginald Boulos, head of the Haitian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, and sweatshop owner Andy Aped, called for a general business strike to commence on Monday. The goal of the strike, to pressure MINUSTA, the UN stabilization mission in Haiti, to crack down harder on poor areas of Port-au-Prince. Impoverished neighborhoods such as Cité Soleil are seen to be strongholds for favored presidential candidate René Préval and his Lavalas party. Residents of Cité Soleil have come under intense UN fire over the last week. Dionard Edme, whose wife Annette Moléon was killed by MINUSTA forces on Wednesday, explains. While the shooting was happening, she was with two children, and she said to the children, "Leave where you are, because there is shooting here." And then one ran away. And at the same time, one stood there. And in the same way, when he saw the shooting, he ran and ducked under a table and hid himself there. It is when they didn't hear any more shooting that he stuck his head out, but MINUSTA was shooting there, where he stuck his head out, and there he sustained a bullet wound to his mouth that exited the back of his head, and he died on the spot. They came to get me. They told me, "There, your wife is dead," and I came and picked her up. Mariella, another eyewitness to UN shooting, explains the violence that took place in the Cité Soleil marketplace on Wednesday. While we were sitting there, those foreigners, they began to fire, all of us. The market vendors, we had to lie on the ground. Then there was a market vendor who died in the market. You must see the bullet holes, all the parts of those poles, how they're riddled with bullets. Then they shot us, taking us to the ground. There were people who sustained bullet wounds, and until now, there are people in the hospital. There are people whose feet are broken. Who fired? MINUSTA fired on the people at the marketplace. Then we lied on the ground. They made all of our chests completely flat. They were firing, so we stayed there. We didn't receive any intervention. We didn't find any reporters to come. Many residents of Cité Soleil are angered by the role that MINUSTA is playing and see them as pandering to Haiti's elite. Some have described their actions as political cleansing prior to the elections. Jean-Joseph Joël of Famille Lavalas. We think that the international community must now try to redefine its policy in Haiti. MINUSTA must cease being manipulated by the private business sector, stop taking orders from the hands of Baker, Boulos, and Aped at the detriment of the masses, to destroy the people of Cité Soleil, Bel Air, Soleno, La Fossette, to destroy all who live in popular neighborhoods. Elections are now scheduled to take place on February 7th, with a runoff on March 19th. The elections, which many Haitians call selections, come after democratically elected President Jean-Bertrand Aristide was ousted on February 29th, 2004, in a coup d'état sponsored by the U.S., France, and Canada. This is Aaron Lakoff reporting for Free Speech Radio News in Port-au-Prince, Haiti.
Professor of guaranteed under Iran's constitution, but the so-called